Eternal sea of darkness. Eternal sea of darkness. Eternal sea of darkness. Eternal sea of darkness. 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 Darkness.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. The old religion deals with pacts. It deals with agreements. It deals with bonds. It deals with relationships. You know what I'm saying? Period. And that's how it goes. And there's nothing wrong with going to Baphomet and making a pact with Baphomet and saying, I'll do this in exchange for that. It's nothing wrong with going to, you know, it's nothing wrong with going to these deities. There's nothing wrong with going to Delia and asking Delia for something in exchange for something else. There's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, going to these different entities and asking for something in exchange for something, because they give it to you right then and there. So I want to encourage you to get into magic, get into mysticism. We're in the age of the Aquarius. So the age of the Aquarius is those time frames, like, you know, those King Arthur times where magic and mysticism ruled the land. All right, where the magic and mysticism is back on the planet now. We're in the age of Aquarius. We're back in that time frame. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to believe me. And I'm really not looking to, like, get applause or anything, or to, like, win you over or nothing. But I successfully performed a lot of rituals, did a lot of magic, and I did bring the dragons and the unicorns back to the planet. I have videos. It's called Sky Watching. It's a movement that I started, and I showed you how I stopped the rain and made the sun come out.
Some of that.
I'm using my magic.
I made a pack
with the elements, and I use my magic, you know what I'm saying, to have mastery over all of the elements. Over the land, over the water, over the sun, over the, you know what I'm saying? I can make it rain. I can make it rain right now. And then I can make the sun come out right after that by just doing a quick little spell. You know what I'm saying? This shit goes deeper than just weak-ass love spells. Like, you can go to google.com, you know what I'm saying, and
don't
click on free love spells, and you might find some shit like, you know, a little weak-ass love spell like, true love, where might you be? True love, I attract you to thee. True love, I petition you to me, so mote it be. Like a red candle, you know what I'm saying, on the waning moon, and then after the candle goes out, you ride into the lake. It's way deeper than that little fake ass shit. That's a starter, you know what I'm saying? Beginning magic is a starter, but I'm talking about elemental magic, and it's just to where, like, you can just speak like a certain tone or a vibration, you know what I'm saying? Like, hashtakasakati, or harapakati siya. You know what I'm saying? And make things move. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make things, like, make a whole big-ass mountain move out of your way. Like, by just saying that. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
ndaona onoreva rova nyere ndina mate mwari jorova nyere ndina mate mwari chopo kopo 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 mai wedomboro kunguruka baba amai vangu mera shava hiyum 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 chaminu kai hiyum 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 o 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 chaminu kai Wesuwa guru rakatange veshumba Guru wanyere ndinamate mambo Goronde andunduru Goronde andunduru Goronde andunduru Goronde andunduru Goronde andunduru Uya uone wakunoba honde iweti Bambura iwe chaminu kaiwe Hiyem, hiyem, hiyem Kashirika hunde Hiyem, hiyem, hiyem Kashirika hunde Hiyem, hurum, hurum Kashirika hunde Hiyem, hiyem, hiyem Kashirika hunde Hiyem, hiyem, hiyem Kashirika hunde Hurum, hurum
in the right tone. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about it, it goes deeper than that. Like this shit is deep. You know what I'm saying? It's so like the whole Bible, I want you to look at it in a different mind frame. Like I want you to look at the Bible in a way different mind frame. Like my brother, his name is, I want to get his name right. I want to get his name right because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? It's my brother, man. And I love him because he recently, you know what I'm saying? He did a video and he deciphered, you know, he deciphered the new movie, the new Superman movie.
Maybe. cause real recognized real, and he knew the deal. He commanded that respect that came. Well, if you ask me, I say his grace and dignity.
What year were you born?
Born in 1993.
What do you do for a job?
I'm a cook.
I got to say what I got to say because people got to see what they got to see with the ears. No fear. There's a real deal here.
You been a cook for?
For about 10 years.
Why have you
since you were 10 years old?
Because it's a kind of environment where the kind of the dredges of society.
You can really swear.
And I like to kind of be there with those kind of people because they seem to be more wholesome and honest.
Hey, more on drugs.
Thank you. what I'm saying? But he broke it down so hard that he changed, like, my way of thinking on a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? He changed my way of thinking on a lot of different things. I'm trying to get his man me on YouTube.
Satan or job as fool. That's the kind of person that on YouTube. Nah. That you kill your side, that come from 2013. For that you get a pass. That was early in the game. But we've been since taking a task. You know better than to stay away from the sabotaged anxiety brow sweater.
YouTube, shouts out to Mastering Magic on YouTube, shouts out to the 13th Son of YouTube.
What you talking about? You diss that guy!
It's like that's how it be, Jack. Ain't no nefarious agency watching over me. What they gonna do? They can't take it, they can't take the heat from a fire.
And we getting loose. We better for you than carrot juice.
Every dose,
vitamin A is what you get every time I play. Or any time I say anything. Gonna keep your vision internally, externally, and lost. I die many shots now.
Something that'll really fly. Hopefully it sounds so mellow that you get kinda high. Touch you so good that you cry. My oh my, I know a good day went by if I could do that one time.
Nobody wants to say what death left dead. A tidal wave is gonna dig your grave.
they talk about, you see them in India. They got a whole section on the Blue Guards that in the book, the Black Sun, and it's talking about that they're blue because of some stuff that's coursing through their veins called occultum. Occultum is the word that they used to call melanin before they named it melanin at Yale University in 1959. So occultum and melanin is the same thing. You see what I'm saying? As I refresh your memory from the last lecture, that it also bears witness in that book that the skull and bones, the reason why they're called the skull and bones is because they eat the mumia, or what they call the black substance out of the bones of the, especially made in the skull, this black resin, which is melanin left over out of the bones of dead black people, or dead indigenous people who have melanin. So they are a form of vampires. It also goes on to say up in there that they even eat live pineal glands. It's in the book, The Black Sun. Because of this occultum. It's also bears witness that I told you that this book came out in August. I told you about a brother that I met in April that said that he met a brother that he went to school with. He lives in Baltimore. He met a brother that he went to school with, and he was talking with the brother because he hadn't seen the brother in 20 years. And he saw the brother that was in 1990. The brother was driving a van, and the brother had all these glasses. And in the glasses, they had pineal glands. So he said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, every time somebody dies, or they kill somebody in homicide, they take the pineal glands out, and we ship them to Johns Hopkins, which is bullshit. You know anything about Maryland, they got a building over there, the George Washington Masonic Memorial. And at the top of that building, at the top of the actual George Washington, they got a black hand reaching down and white people reaching up to heaven to grab the black hand. And you can go visit it for about $4 to $7. And each floor, it goes all the way to so many floors. But each floor got the York Rock Masonry got their floor. Skull and Bones got their damn floor. If they were doing it, they were shipping the shit to that Masonic group, because in the book, The Black Sun, he says that we are nothing but spineless, mindless slaves of elite people that can do what the fuck they want with us. And basically, they eat the live pineal glands out of black people and get a high. Now, to let you know, now, it's documented in the book. You can go and see the movie Fear and Loathing and Las Vegas. Shit is still out. Gross movie about a motherfucker on drug in the 1960s. And in there, he talk about digesting a live pineal gland. And this man was on all kind of drugs and could operate. But his friend gave him a live adrenaline gland. You can ship us a pineal gland. They just said adrenaline gland. And when he ate that damn pineal gland, this motherfucker was in the movie. He went through the movie and took every damn drug in the damn world. That motherfucker played hell when he ate that pineal gland. Man, shit was coming all out the walls. When he woke up, the room was messed up. So it's in the movie Fear and Loathing, and they documented in the book The Black Sun. They got a whole chapter on occultum, that's melon. Now, getting back to this particular information, Zeus had a son. You go see the movie, once he became into the physical body, he became mortal. He became the person to overthrow Zeus. Now, let me explain this to you. The God you said, this is what you said. Then you say, now, what did you say? That the entity came to you and said, that's why they don't like you, because you always talking shit. And they trying their best to keep us from rising. Because there's a group of beings that's doing it. They work through the church. That's their realm. Organized religion. Now, they told you that they didn't want to rise. They didn't want us to rise. Let me tell you the real deal on them. They are jealous of us because they don't have this, the Kundalini. They lost it. Prometheus went to heaven and stole fire in a tube and took it down to us. You see? That's what they're mad about. The serpent went up the tree and bit the apple. We got the damn rod to bring the damn New Jerusalem on, and they're jealous of us because they don't have the goddamn energy. So immediately, when in the movie, when Hercules was stolen from Zeus, Hercules became higher than Zeus because he got a spinal cord in the Kundalini chakras, which is the doggone serpent of the universe, which is the great mother that was created before Zeus. Remember I talk about the great mother was also the serpent, Leviathan, the dragon? We got the dragon, and them guys don't have the dragon.
That's how we do.
First call the creator.
Everything just fall right into place. Don't worry about what we're gonna do. It just happened, cause we're filled with grace. People say it by the look on my face.
I'm the dopest motherfucker in this place.
Then you walked on by.
That's all right, I tell you no lie. It's good enough that way. Cause we have the hands on his head in the eye.
Thank you.
That's why even at the end of the movie, I couldn't figure the movie out.
So is mine. I got a home child. Oh, and lion. Oh, it's mine. So glad it's mine. I got a rope over in Zion. I know it's mine. So is mine. I got a rope over in Zion. Oh, it's mine. So glad it's mine.
No, I'm staying down here on Earth. He had a little cutie pie down here. But you gotta see the cartoon. They dropping the shit up in there. Let's go on. Zeus will be overthrown, according to the Greek mythology, one day by a son, Hercules. But Hercules also is a form of Titan, the energy hidden it within Sirius B. All this is based on melanin, the top of the kundalini spine. Remember I talked about some shit called Boreal power? Let me get you a book right here. This is the book you need to get. I'll tell you how to access it. This is a book called...
There's a mountain that's mighty high. Can't reach the top unless you fly. Check the yen, this has been, it's all gone. Your pocketbook is next, it's about the gold, y'all.
1, 2.
Lost World of Agartha. Lost World of Agartha by Alec McLeland. Put out by
what'd you be calling him?
Souvenir Press, I think it's put out by. Yeah, Souvenir Press. Now, listen to this.
Y'all listening to Bobby Hammett from 1998 from a High 8 videotape from 1998. Gateway to other worlds, Bobby Hammett.
I want to read something to you again. Y'all bear with me. But let me read this to you again so it won't make no mistake what the hell is going on here. Talking about this melanin right here. Then I'm going to read some other stuff. I want you to access another book. Listen. It says, remember now, Adolf Hitler and everybody, now if you get the Black Sun, it starts off with guerrilla power that Adolf Hitler and everybody was trying to access. The whole world, World War II was fought trying to access this guerrilla power. It later on becomes occultism. And from occultism, once they accessed it by taking Joseph Mengele's papers. Joseph Mengele is the doctor of death. He created cloning, and he also synthesize the mysteries of melanin. Children of the Moors that used to rule Europe. You get it? They synthesized melanin in 1959 and it became the word melanin. Before it was melanin, it was a culture. Before it was a culture, it was viril. The last time we hear of it is called The Force. 1977, George Lucas, Star Wars. But before it was called viril, it was called the real force. That's where George Lucas get his shit from. Coming from what? The Jedi, which is the backbone of Osiris, in the book, the Return of the Serpent, they talk about the Jedi of Egypt. Now, in here, Blavatsky is talking, and this guy accessed, and he said that this viril energy is the Kundalini in this book. Now, he just wrote the book in 1982. So this is years after 1888 when Blavatsky got it from Bulwer Lytton's book. What happened was this. Let me explain this to you. Y'all bear with me. I know it's hard, but you got to hear this kind of stuff. Listen.
It is really hard, Bobby.
There was a guy by the name of Bulwer Lytton.
What's big on him?
That's the misconception right there, is that we have to be willing to spread the love, spread the light, and defend the love and defend the light, even if it takes war on every plane of existence. War on the esoteric planes, war on the astral planes, and war on this physical mundane plane, this physical plane right here, the physical plane. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it takes to push to defend the love and light. That's it. That's what it says in the Bible. Glory to glory, victory to victory. That's it. It's just smash. That's it. It's just defend the light. That's it. That's all it is just defend the light. That's
what we're doing at Space Plane. That's how I was doing with the microphone and the cassette tape recorder with Nicola Royer Artuso on the Jimbish. I think that's what it's called. And myself on the other instruments that you hear and some banging and clanging. Days before the broadcast, on the magnetic field, plasma beings know the deal. Xylophone from the public library.
All we have to do is defend the light. And you don't have enough. We need more warriors of the light. Like when you look at Michael the Archangel, he kicked Satan, he kicked Lucy, he kicked all of the motherfuckers out of heaven. He wasn't playing. He wasn't a weak being. He fought darkness and defended the light. That's what you have to do. You gotta have enough strength inside of you to fight darkness and defend the light. Period. Don't agree with darkness. Don't choose none of their ways. Don't judge them. You can't judge nobody. But you gotta be willing to, you can judge motherfuckers, but it's just a waste of energy to do it. It's a waste. I'm not finna spend my life judging you. That ain't my thing. Whatever you do, that's your prerogative. But when what you starting to do begins to affect what I'm doing, then that's an issue for me. You see what I'm saying? So, you can judge if you want to, but it's frivolous.
I'm always judging you, Kitty O'Side. I'm keeping personal tabs on where folks go when they die. Or where they might be going. Something they might not be knowing. They probably don't even know where they are already.
I'm not finna waste my energy judging you. Whatever you choose to do in your life, that's your choice. This is
the free
universe. You know what I'm saying? You have the free choice and free will to live your life according to how you want to live your life, to do whatever you want to do in this life. I'm not finna sit up here and talk to you until I'm black and blue in the face and waste all my energy trying to badger you into coming into the light.
You already been doing it.
That's not what this is all about. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I'm not taking away nobody's free choice and free will. You do whatever you want to do. That's your prerogative. But when what you're doing starts to affect what I'm doing, then that's when it's an issue. It's an issue for me that now I have to address this issue.